Welcome to GQDN for January the 31st, the last day of January. Wow, how did we get here so soon? But in this day of news, we will discuss some PlayStation news, The Rock, and It Takes Two, and something about a senior designer at Blizzard, what he had said about something. But today, from Destructoid.com, a deal has been made between Sony and Bungie. Sony is buying out Bungie for $3.6 billion. So this also comes from the Bungie.net blog. And I'm only going to read about the first couple of paragraphs here. Bungie joins Sony Interactive Entertainment. We believe games have limitless potential, and that to do anything worthwhile in entertainment, we must bet big on our vision, on our studio, and on our incredible team of trusted creators who build unforgettable worlds that truly matter to people. In Sony Interactive Entertainment, we have found a partner who unconditionally supports us in all we are and who wants to accelerate our vision to create generation-spanning entertainment, all while preserving the creative independence that beats in Bungie's heart like us. Sony Interactive Entertainment believes that game worlds are only the beginning of what our IP can become. Together, we share a dream of creating and fostering iconic franchises that unite friends around the world, families across generations, and fans across multiple platforms and entertainment media. So they will have creative freedom, okay, and Sony Entertainment will provide some support to them. And there are reports that state that Bungie will be able to keep creating games there cross-platform, Nintendo and Xbox. Now, going from one piece of news to another via Wowhead. We'll get back to the PlayStation stuff here soon enough. But the Activision Blizzard fourth quarter call on February 3rd will not have an earnings call. Once again, this is from Wowhead. Here is the Blue Post. Activision Blizzard Incorporated intends to release its fourth quarter 2021 results after the close of the market on Thursday, February 3rd, 2022. As announced on January 18th, 2022, Microsoft plans to acquire Activision Blizzard for $95 per share, an all-cash transaction valued at $68.7 billion, inclusive of Activision Blizzard's net cash. The transaction is subject to customary closing conditions and completion of regulatory review and Activision Blizzard's stockholder approval. The transaction, which is expected to close Microsoft's fiscal year ending June 30th, 2023, has been approved by the boards of directors of both Activision Blizzard and Microsoft. In the light of the pending transaction with Microsoft and is customary during the pendency of an acquisition, Activision Blizzard will not be hosting a conference call, issuing an earnings presentation, or providing financial guidance in conjunction with its fourth quarter 2021 earnings release. So there will be no earnings call, and there will be no money reported in any of the earning. That is my belief. I may have read that wrong, but it is what it is. Now, one of the things that could be affecting that, coming from Dot Esports, is that senior Overwatch developer Jorge Murillo, and I'm sorry if I mispronounced the name, said that he heavily opposes adding NFTs to the game. Here's a quote. I am strongly against NFTs and will fight to make sure that they aren't integrated into our game. He doesn't like them, and he has a right, whether we agree or disagree, at which I agree with him, okay, that NFTs should not be in games, at least for now. Now, here's another little story that might pique your interest. This coming to us from Destructoid again. It Takes Two may be on your TV. Now, If you've seen the game It Takes Two, it has a pretty good storyline. So this game, and all games that have really good storylines, should be at least in some form of media, whether it be on Netflix, which is where a lot of this stuff goes. This isn't a Disney thing, so I wouldn't project it to be on Disney Plus. Or maybe it could be a kid's show, okay? It could be Nickelodeon. That's something to think about. But it's not just the only video game that's looking to go to TV or film, because Call of Duty, now being acquired by Microsoft, could be back in the works for being a film production. And who would be the head of that? Dwayne The Rock Johnson. In fact, he was in an interview with the Men's Journal, and you know, it would be just a really good idea for him to be the head of the film. Okay, he'd be the main character. Now, it is reported that, at least a report in 2018, said that Stefanos Salima, once again, names, and I do apologize if I screwed that up, could be the director of said film. Call of Duty on your movie screen. Now, back to PlayStation. And Eurogamer gave us the state of play for this week. Now, the state of play is going to be Wednesday, the 2nd of February. I'll be looking for this up on YouTube, definitely. And the only thing that they saw, okay, at least that they see coming, is Gran Turismo 7. And there could be some other games, but that's the only game that right now that we know is going to be on this state of play. Now, Gran Turismo 7 will include 420 car models and 90 tracks. A couple of them. There's one that looks like a classic circuit called Deep Forest, which could be more like a Mario Kart track. We shall see. And how about driving in the Daytona 500 in Gran Turismo? That piques my interest. How about you? Let me know at Joe Brums. And another thing about PlayStation 2. You can now link your PlayStation 5 in the US and PlayStation 4 in Discord. Now, I haven't been able to do it yet, but you might. Discord might need an upgrade in order to do it. But all you have to do, and this comes to us from PlayStationLifestyle.net, is go to your settings, click on your connections, and you will see PlayStation between GitHub and Reddit. Okay, Xbox is already there. A lot of your social media sites are already there. So go check that out. I will definitely have to check that out on my other computer, because my other computer might have Discord to it. Might have PlayStation on it. So I will indeed check that out. So that'll do it for today's show. So you can find all of the shows that we make up on thegroupquest.com. You can go to thedonforge.com to find all of the podcasts that we do on the Don Forge Network. And while you're at thegroupquest.com, you can find our Patreon, patreon.com/thegroupquest. Or you can click on the Audible link and get yourself a free book, a free audiobook. How about that? And while you're at it, go check out stackup.org. This has been a Don Forge production, 2022, all rights reserved. Once again, we will see you tomorrow. Bye for now.